Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
9 o'clock in the KGO newsroom. I'm John Lobertini. Top story at the top of the hour. It's all even.
Open three left wing. Swish! Iguodala's got 22, and the Warriors have their largest lead of the game.
Andre Iguodala burying a three-pointer on sister station KNBR, and the Golden State Warriors come through with better shooting, better play, more urgency. Steph Curry found his shooting stroke, too, hitting 4 3-pointers, and this.
Dribbles to the top of the key, down the lane, gets a layup, up and good, floated it high over Mozgov, and the Cavaliers call timeout. The Warriors lead by 19.
And they would win by 21. W's 103-82 over the Cleveland Cavaliers. They win game 4 of the NBA Finals. That now ties this series at 2 games apiece. Cavs star LeBron James averaging 40 points a game in this series, held to just 20 points tonight. Game 5 Sunday in Oakland. Danger on the streets of San Francisco. 162 people have been hit and hurt along Market Street over the past couple of years, and the city is finally making big changes.
Tom McGuire, director of Sustainable Streets, tells KGO they're proposing new turn restrictions for private vehicles between 3rd and 8th Streets.
It'll reduce the number of times that you turn into a crosswalk full of pedestrians.
Motorists will still be able to cross Market Street, and commercial vehicles are exempt.
Any pushback from anyone? Merchants? Or?
The number one priority is safety. They understand the safety problem because they see it every day.
If approved, we'll see the signs and the restricted turning streets enforced this August.
KGO 810's Katie Lever also tells us that 60% of the deadly accidents involving pedestrians in San Francisco happen on just 6% of the streets. An odd twist today in the search for two prison escapees in upstate New York. Investigators found a shoe print, some food wrappers, and some flattened grass that may have served as a bed for convicted murderers Richard Matt and David Sweat. More now from correspondent Jason Carroll.
What seems to be most clear at this point is that the longer these two are out there, the more desperate, the more dangerous they might become. That is why authorities are asking the public to remain vigilant as we now head into day 7 of the search.
Prison employee Joyce Mitchell continues to be a key figure in this investigation. Indications are she was part of the planned prison break, but got cold feet at the last minute and didn't pick up the two killers outside the prison.
Another source told CNN that Mitchell admitted one of the men, Richard Matt, made her feel special. Mitchell's ex-husband told NBC News that's very possible.
She's from the country. She's from Dickinson's small town and everything. She could be just a country girl that got sweet-talked by some city guy.
Sweat was convicted of killing a sheriff's deputy on the 4th of July, and Matt killed his 76-year-old boss by snapping his neck, cutting up his body, and throwing the parts into a river.
Beware of the blob. It creeps and leaps and glides and slides across the floor.
Well, it's nothing like the blob in the 1958 horror movie, but researchers are growing increasingly concerned about the blob they see meandering through the Pacific. More now from KGO 810's Jennifer Hodges.
The more researchers learn about it, the more they think it's affecting climate and marine life.
Here you have this 100-meter-thick mass of warm water that's capping the processes in the ocean that tend to set up the basics of the marine ecosystem.
Climate researcher Art Miller with the Scripps Institute says they've found proof of how it's affecting marine mammals.
The number of sardines has been reduced. A lot of the die-offs may be associated with the lack of the sardines being available in the diet of the sea lions.
A temperature sensor in the Monterey Bay recently recorded the highest reading ever.
Federal appeals court today refusing to block net neutrality rules set to go into effect tomorrow. Those rules prevent broadband companies from charging internet tolls and manipulating traffic.
Oh, something has it.
A vampire fish.
Well, it may not be as exciting as Animal Planet's Rivers of the Monsters of the River Monster show, I should say, but the fish story out of Alaska, well, it is certainly wrapped in mystery.
Fish with a bit of vampire in them are falling from the sky in Alaska. The Department of Fish and Game says 4 sightings of a blood-sucking fish dropping out of nowhere have been reported this week. Foot-long Arctic lampreys have been turning up all over the Fairbanks area. Officials believe seagulls are to blame for an especially odd sighting, since the eel-like fish is rarely found in water near Fairbanks.
Still ahead, we've got traffic and weather. KGO News time is 9:04.
KGO 810 invites you to see National Geographic's award-winning photographer Steve Winter on the trail of the big cats. Wednesday, June 17th at the Fox Theater in Redwood City, Steve Winter will share his stories and images from around the world of tigers, snow leopards, jaguars, cougars, and more. For tickets and information, visit the events page at kgoradio.com. Don't miss National Geographic's Steve Winter on the trail of the big cats, Wednesday, June 17th in Redwood City, from KGO 810.
It is 9:05 on KGO. Time again to check your Bay Area roadways with Lee Graham in the KGO Traffic Center.
Thank you, John. This look at traffic is brought to you by Oakland Airport Parking. In Laurel, northbound 17, construction at Laurel Road has got you very stop-and-go from Carl Drive almost to Spanish Oaks. The only slowdowns in the city right now are from construction on the 280 northbound ramp to southbound 101, and those are minor. In Antioch, northbound 160 construction still has traffic nearly at a stop from Victory Highway almost to Sherman Island Crossing Road, and still very little delay on the southbound side. If you're heading toward Benicia on southbound 680, get ready. Construction has you stop and go between about Lopes Ranch Road and Lake Herman Road. Oakland Airport now offering 3 days of free parking when you fly to any one of 10 cities with new service this summer. From New Orleans to Tijuana, from Nashville to Houston Intercontinental, fly OAK and park free. Get the details at oaklandairport.com/parkfree. OAK, park close, fly on time. I'm Lee Graham, KGO 810.
The A's beat the Texas Rangers today. The Giants lose to the Mets in New York. And the Warriors win game four of the NBA Finals, 103-82 against Cleveland. Next game Sunday in Oakland. Well, if you thought it was hot today, well, it's going to be hotter tomorrow. Here's KGO 810 meteorologist Sandhya Patel.
You may want to dress in layers. It's going to start out in the low 50s to low 60s. And then for the afternoon, we're going to see plenty of sun except for the coastline. Upper 60s coastside to the low 100s inland. On Saturday, we'll continue to feel the heat inland, but it's not going to be in the triple digits. We'll go mid-90s inland, mid-60s along the coast. Sunday's a little cooler.
Right now around the Bay Area, we've got mostly clear skies on a mild night around the Bay Area. 74 degrees in Concord, 72 in Walnut Creek. 64 in Oakland, 59 on the beach in Santa Cruz, 71 San Jose, 57 in San Francisco. The Drex Radio Show continues. I'm John Lobertini, KGO 810.
Tell him to turn on the radio.
Turn on the radio.
Just sit back and enjoy the ride, boys.
Woo! Do you have any idea what time it is?
I love this show.
Me too.
Hit it!
It's showtime.
This is the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
It's time for the Late Night Late Show wrap-up on the Drex Radio Show along with Heather. Here we go.
With Siri's help, you can take a note, get directions, keep track of your day-to-day obligations. But now Siri gets more personal, more intimate than ever before. Featured on your new iPhone operating system, the Siri Sex Tracker.
Magnums? Larry, who are you kidding?
From frequency to duration to a shoulder to cry on.
It's okay, Larry. That happens to every guy now and then.
Foreplay is now phone play with the Siri Sex Tracker, with tips, suggestions, and helpful advice.
Do not call her Bruce. I repeat, do not call her Bruce.
Hell, Siri knows everything else about you. Why not your sex life too?
Warning, HPV alert. Warning, HPV alert.
The Siri Sex Tracker. Available on your new iPhone operating system, whether you like it or not.
Oh, Larry, I know you like it.
That was the most sexy, Drexy thing coming out of the Apple Worldwide Conference so far this week. Well, I mean, the big thing is Apple Music, obviously. But fun-wise, this is fun. Pornhub crowdfunds first porn shot in space. Yes. So it looks like they're trying to hook up with Virgin Galactic to get up there to do some sexploration. And they're hoping to raise $3.5 million in the next 30 days. And if it's reached, then they're going to make a deal with one of these space companies, whether that be SpaceX or with Branson, to go up there and get it on. You know, everybody's always been very interested in knowing what has been going on in the space station, but nobody will ever say whether
well,
there has been
space. Who's the lucky couple?
Right. You know there has been sex in space already, but this is
there's
obvious.
There's been
this
self-love in space. I just don't know how you do it in anti-gravity. Like the porn star says, you really need something to bounce off of or some friction or some.
Right, right.
And there's lots of bouncing up there.
Yeah. Not to mention.
But you can't bounce against each other.
Yeah. How's that going to work? You know, couple together. And not to mention the sanitary things about after.
You mean what? Stuff floating around the space?
Yes. There's none of that.
Yes. How do you get rid of that?
Finish on my.
Okay. That's enough, Heather. Zip it.
Whoa.
Okay, so, but wait, I know.
The FCC had like three buttons pushed. The phone was up, 9415.
I shut it down.
So, you'd a man. One blank for man, one giant. There's a saying in there, right? We have to
climax for mankind.
Yeah, one big blank for mankind.
There's some Neil Armstrong in there somewhere.
Right.
Okay.
Okay.
We'll work on that joke.
Well, go ahead. Donate your money, people. Go to start crowdfunding. Let's see this happen.
crowdfunding.
Right.
They're crowdfunding the money to shoot porn in space. Sporn in pace, you know.
That's it.
You know what? As long as they live stream it, I'm sure people will be fine.
Totally.
Well, no, you know what they're doing. They're trying to practice this. And how the hell do you practice this? Because it's going to be a one-time shot, bump-bump deal. And because it's going to be so expensive to take the crew.
The way you've always practiced.
No, I'm talking about the production crew, the camera work, how all of this is going to work.
You can practice in NASA's anti-gravity chamber.
Yes, but you're not.
You know what?
Up there
I can hear
long.
The fight right now. Well, why can't there be a same-sex couple?
Well, that'll be next. They'll crowdfund that.
That's
and
right.
Then the question will be, well, okay, we'll vote, and it'll be, all right, everybody wants to see two women. You know that's what they'll do.
In a world that's now out of this world, it's coming your way.
Wow. You know what? You've got the job. You've got the narrator job for that.
In the world. Yes, that's out of the world. The truth is coming. All right, let's get to it. Let's talk about the Dubs. The Dub Nation, we've got a victory. So we're tied up.
Yeah, tied up. Two games apiece. Game 5 Sunday in Oakland. This was a big game. The Warriors had been outplayed during this entire NBA final. They lucked out winning game 1. Tonight, there was a sense of urgency. They were out there fighting for balls. They were more aggressive. Everybody shot better. Steph Curry had 22 points. Andre Iguodala, who's been the sixth man all year long and probably hasn't scored double digits 10 times all year, has been the most aggressive guy on the court. And the Warriors kind of let the Cavaliers dictate the last three games. And, you know, they had to do some real soul searching, I think, after that last game because they got their hats handed to them.
Well, LeBron just became the monster that he is. And we had a really weird, strange moment. If you didn't see the basketball game, and you probably did unless you're stuck in traffic and you didn't see it, well, he fell and he flew. And he went into the crowd, and he hit his head on a camera. First, we didn't know it was LeBron James. We're thinking, who the hell is that? Which Cavalier is that? Because it looked like his head was bleeding. He was on the floor for an extended period of time. Then it was like, oh, my God, it's LeBron.
Yeah, Warriors center Andrew Bogut fouled him hard. And in those places, you know, local cameramen, network camera people, they all share those baselines.
Right.
And they're shooting video of this game. Well, he was fouled hard, lost control of his body, and ran into those cameras, and afterwards you could see him on the floor with this circular sort of cut on his head because he's got that close-cropped hair.
Right.
They cleared him, and he went back in the game, but he was not, you know, I mean, he had averaged 40 points a game. Tonight he had 20.
I just want to say this. Look, I think that this is going to become an issue or something or a thing because he was down there for an extended period of time. And I think everybody was worried about, oh my God, before we even knew it was LeBron, that person's really hurt. Do you think that fall and that hit had anything to do with them losing? A, and B, what about the whole concussion rule? Well, that's what I'm thinking because, you know, who's to say, and we don't know, and I don't know if anybody knows yet, if LeBron had a concussion, and what if he does?
Well, two things. What we found out with Klay Thompson and his concussion was that concussion symptoms don't really come on immediately. So the brief period of time that they treated LeBron and checked him out, if he had a concussion, the signs may not have had time to produce themselves.
That's right.
Now, as for, you know, tough basketball, the Cavaliers have been real physical in this series. I mean, they have pushed, they have grabbed.
They have stepped up, yes.
Well, you know, they have to play, you know, a tougher brand of basketball. And LeBron James has done some things on the court and committed what some people would call fouls that weren't called fouls. He's been very rough. So I don't think there's anybody that's going to, you know, run to his defense that this was some sort of retaliation. You know, the Warriors had to get tougher, and they did.
No.
It's all how you want to frame the argument. If you want to call it retaliation, you can. Other people will spin it a different way.
No, that's not what I'm thinking about. I'm thinking about the pundits who are, you know, very, very sensitive about watching the concussion issue now.
Well, yeah,
as to whether, for safety reasons and for his own personal safety, you know, medically, is he okay?
Well, we won't know right away. It could take a bit.
Because I'm scratching my head right now without a concussion, and I'm wondering if this would not have been the game that it is if he would have went out, if he would have pulled himself out, or the team meds would have, the doctors would have pulled him out. That's how hard he hit. He was on the floor for an extended period of time.
He was, yeah.
Yeah. So it's kind of scary.
Yeah, it was. I mean, everyone was, you know, even the Warriors fans, and you heard Tiana McLeish talk about this, how everyone just gasped. I mean, let's face it, the guy's a fantastic basketball player. He's a ton of fun to watch. You know, he left the Miami Heat and went back to Cleveland because he's from Akron, which is, you know, a suburb of Cleveland pretty much. It's a Northeast Ohio guy. He's back there trying to win them their first championship of any kind in like 53 years. So, you know, I mean,
I would argue the point that, look, the Golden State Warriors want to win with him playing.
Yeah, I think that's true.
And,
as they wanted to win with Kyrie Irving playing and before Kevin Love got hurt. So, yeah, I would agree.
Okay. So we'll see what happens tomorrow. You know,
we will.
Certainly will be something if he has a concussion.
Well, I think that at some point the NBA's people will come in and check him out. I'm not so sure that any doctor that represents that team is going to have the cojones to say, you know what, LeBron, you have a concussion and you can't play on Sunday.
Yeah.
You know, there will be a lot of, you know, unprintable words exchanged.
But rules are rules.
Well, you know what? This is professional sports, and this guy is the best basketball player on the planet. You know, he can write his own rules.
Well, I'm hoping that he doesn't have a concussion. But
me too.
Just like I said, it can be argued that we want to beat them with LeBron James playing.
And but we've seen how well sports people pay attention to rules in the past, right? Which is to say, wad it up and throw it away.
You know, it seems
wait,
to me.
Wait. This moment needs some sound effects, right?
There you go. Wad up the rules. Whoa! Oh, my God. Swish.
Swish.
And go to Pornhub and start crowdfunding. All right. Thank you very much, John Lobertini. We're going to talk to Candace DeLong next. Oh, we're going to talk about the prison escapees.
Tonight,
what is the latest?
I mean,
are they on? Are they on track?
Can you hear me? Okay, here's the deal. Do you want me to tell you now or do you want me to tell you later?
Let's take the break and then we'll have Candace on and you can tell us the latest.
Okay,
we'll be right back. You're listening to the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-735-7485 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-735-7485 to take your call now. Call 877-735-7485. That's 877-735-7485. Again, 877-735-7485.
Do you have IRAs sitting in the bank earning practically nothing? When you left your last employer, did you leave behind your 401k too? Does a Roth IRA conversion make sense for you? When can you take money out of your IRAs and 401k without paying a penalty? If you're self-employed, how do you save more than the small amounts allowed into IRAs? The O'Donnell Financial Group is here to guide you. They help their clients position their money based on when they need to spend it, consolidate their retirement savings for easy management, determine with their tax advisor whether a Roth IRA conversion makes sense for them, know the right time to take money out of their retirement accounts to avoid unnecessary penalties, and help business owners maximize their retirement savings. Call them today at 866-496-2300 for a free review of your portfolio.
Securities offered through Securities America, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Advisory services offered through Securities America Advisors, Inc. O'Donnell Financial Group and Securities America are not affiliated.
I noted that tire tracks leading into the joint were different than the ones going out. Inside, clues were everywhere. Low prices, no appointment necessary. Someone needed new tires, and they needed them now.
Get up to $120 in mail-in rebates on select tires when you use the QuickLane credit card. QuickLane is ready to serve. Visit quicklane.com. Subject to credit approval, rebate by prepaid debit card. Other tire manufacturer rebate or offer cannot be combined with QuickLane credit card rebate or offer. See your participating QuickLane for details through 6/30/15.
Super dads like you deserve super tools on Father's Day. So the Home Depot has the exclusive Husky 185-piece mechanics tool set at a new lower price of just $99. Sockets, wrenches, ratchets, and more. Guaranteed forever and under $100. Let's see if your kids inherited your sense of value as well as your good looks. Let's do this. Super tools for super dads this Father's Day at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through June 21st, U.S. only, see store for details.
Now more of the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
Tonight there's gonna be a jailbreak somewhere in this town. See, me and the boys, we don't like it. So we're getting up and going.
Well, the authorities are still hunting for the two escapees, and their focus is now on a 5-square-mile area near the prison. And John's going to give us the latest update coming up. But we have Candace DeLong. Hi, Candace. Good evening.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing great. Now, your new season of Facing Evil starts Friday on Investigation Discovery, right?
Right, tomorrow night. Back
Congratulations.
To back episodes.
Oh, well, I will be DVRing that.
Good. Thank you.
I will.
And stocking up
wait.
On popcorn.
Yeah. So, you know, have you heard the latest coming out of this, this situation from the Clinton Correctional Facility where the two convicted murderers are still running loose? I guess they have a scent with one of the bloodhounds.
Yeah. If the latest is that they focused on 5 square miles, then I hadn't heard that until you just said it.
Okay, well, that seems to be the latest, and, you know, and...
So it could be tonight. We'll see.
Right. And what are you thinking of this case so far? I mean, it seems to me there has to be, and we were just talking to the sheriff, Mark Arimi, and he's looking for body cams, and boy, this is a good reason to have body cams in a prison, because it looks to me like there was some inside foul play.
I was at that prison last year interviewing someone for my show.
Ooh.
And it was what I call the Shawshank prison.
Mm-hmm.
It was like that. The wall that you see in the pictures that if you go to the internet, there's this very tall wall. It's 40 feet high. And we were told that below the ground, it goes down another 40 feet and that they had never had an escape. They may have had attempts, but they'd never had a successful escape in the 150 years of their existence.
Wow, at the Clinton Correctional Facility.
At the Clinton Correctional Facility. So this would be the first. I was also very surprised to hear from one of the guards that we were talking to and the prisoner I was talking to who had committed murder that there's nothing for them to do. There's no structure. They have TV, they can be in the gym all day if that's what they want, unless they're in solitary confinement. And it's very different than many, many other prisons that I've been to.
That's very interesting. So, and by the way, I mean, at the beginning of this whole fiasco, I was thinking to myself, well, they can't be murderers. What are they? And they are. So how can it be that loose?
Well, I'm not saying it's loose. I'm just saying they don't have a lot of structure, and the prisoners have more privileges there than they do in many other prisons. But in 150 years, up until 2 weeks ago or a week ago, they had never had an escape. a successful escape. So maybe that's why they thought, well, what the heck, let them do what they want. Now, in the 1.5 to 2 hours, I was interviewing John Katehis, the man whose story will be presented later in the summer on my show. During that time, the door behind him was open, and 3 times in an hour and a half, we heard the alarm bell and saw guards running. And I don't mean your basic average guard. I mean guys in SWAT clothes running to handle something. So a lot of stuff goes on there all the time, bad stuff. But until this, no one had escaped. In regards to your comment, it appears to be inside help that they probably so.
This woman, Joyce Mitchell, is alleged to be, you know, maybe perhaps the person of interest. And I guess they worked together in a sewing shop, and she was the, you know, the...
Let's talk about crazy women who fall in love with prisoners.
Right. That's really what it comes down to. Do you think that something was going on there with them, the three of them, or they're just close friends? Because she was supposed to be the getaway person, and she changed her mind, I think, as the story goes.
Well, chances are they were using her. The types of men these people are, they're probably stone-cold psychopaths, and that's a personality disorder. It's not, they're not mentally ill. It's not insane. They're not insane. But one of the characteristics of, that someone has to have to be diagnosed as a psychopath, it's a clinical term, they are users and abusers of other people. They are excellent at manipulating people. If they could get something that they want by straightforward and direct means, they would rather not do that. They prefer to manipulate. It makes them feel good. They feel superior to other people.
Well, when we come back, I want to get into these people who have relationships with prisoners, because I think that's the other side of the coin, whether they're working, you know, as employees in the prison, or people who, for instance, want to fall in love with, you know, as pen pals or those sort of things. Just like the whole thing, the charade around Charles Manson.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Yeah, right, with getting married.
He can
to
get
Charles
married, and I can't get a date. What the hell?
Well, apparently he can't. All right, Candace, hold on. We're going to go into the news, and then we'll be right back. We're talking to Candace DeLong, and the new season of Facing Evil starts this Friday, tomorrow night, on Investigation Discovery. So check it out, and we'll be right back after we check in with John Lobertini in the KGO Newsroom.
Hi, folks. Alan Thick here. For some time now, I've been offering tips about how to deal with the IRS if you've fallen behind on your taxes, telling you to call Optima Tax Relief because they're the best trained, most trustworthy, blah, blah, and blah. But now the message is so familiar, you may not be listening. Oh, it's him again. Well, here's the important message. Call Optima Tax Relief. They can help you resolve your IRS issues. The government, you know, can garnish your wages. They can levy your bank account, even take your home or business. To be fair, the IRS also has a new program called the Fresh Start Initiative to help you with that debt. So we've given you clever slogans, don't mess with the IRS, they'd rather settle for less than bother you more. Now the clever thing for you to do is call Optima Tax Relief now for your free consultation.
1-7-1753, 800-317-1753, 800-317-1753. Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Did you know that the highest point is Mount Everest?
Yeah.
Did you know the lowest point is the bottom of the Mariana Trench?
No.
And that the highest combined points scored in an NBA game is 370?
What's your point?
The point is, Point Palooza is going on right now at Cache Creek.
What's a palooza of points?
Millions.
How many millions?
6 million points every weekend.
Wow.
And from July 4th through the 6th, they're giving away 18.5 million points.
What would I do with that many points?
It's Cache Creek, so there's a lot. Tons of dining choices, play some golf, visit the spa, stay in their fabulous room, see a great concert, and...
Okay, I get it. There's a lot I can do with all those points.
That's exactly my point.
Don't you mean Point Palooza?
Exactly, Point Palooza, only at Cache Creek Casino Resort. Play here, play the best. Visit www.cachecreek.com for more information.
This is Lori Grenier. You've seen me on Shark Tank. I'm always hearing from business owners who just can't get the money they need to grow. It's time for funding to catch up to the 21st century. It's time for Cabbage. Fill out the application online and you'll get a decision in minutes and could have access to a line of credit of up to $100,000. No waiting, no hassle. Cabbage is the real deal, A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau and twice a Forbes Top 100 company. So go to cabbage.com. That's cabbage with a K, K-A-B-B-A-G-E, or call 888-CABBAGE.
If you can't see the difference, why pay the difference? Switch to Dish and see what real value is. Call 877-249-6988. You can also save a bundle when you combine DishNet high-speed internet with your TV service. Call 877-249-6988. Programming starting as little as $29.99, plus access to thousands of movies and TV shows. Stream to your TV, smartphone, or tablet. Call 877-249-6988. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get Dish today.
It's not just summertime. It's Alameda County Fair time, and KGO has your tickets. The Alameda County Fair at the Pleasanton Fairgrounds, June 17th through July 5th. Come rock the red, white, and blue with 4th of July fireworks, the world's greatest fair food, and free Big O Tires concerts, including Foghat, Kansas, Morris Day, and more. Visit the contest page at KGOradio.com for your chance to win a family four-pack of tickets. The Alameda County Fair, June 17th through July 5th, from KGO 810.
Okay, we're going to continue our conversation with Candace DeLong about what's going on in Caddyville, New York, and the authorities hunting for the two escapees, and also the fact that they're sociopaths and manipulate the women and all of that and relationships, and we shall discuss. But John Lobertini will have some breaking news also right now, live from the KGO newsroom.
Well, Drex, our top story at the bottom of the hour is none other than a big Golden State Warriors victory.
Head coach Steve Kerr made another brilliant move in this postseason. He starts Andre Iguodala, Golden State 103 and Cleveland 82.
That is Tim Roy, Tom Tolbert on sister station KNBR. After the Warriors, shoot off their NBA Finals funk, the team shot better, they played better, there was more intensity, and as you heard, Coach Steve Kerr inserted Andre Iguodala into the starting lineup, clearly the most aggressive player so far for the Warriors.
We just wanted to speed up the pace a little bit. The games we lost, or the whole series, we hadn't been able to get the numbers we wanted. We haven't been able to put up the points, but we said, hey, let's throw a little wrinkle in it, see how it works, and then work for us tonight.
Andre Iguodala scored 22 points, Steph Curry 22. They were the top scorers. LeBron James, who'd been averaging 40 points a game in this series, scored just 20 points. As you heard, Warriors win 103-82. That now ties this series at two games apiece, Game 5 in Oakland on Sunday. Across the country tonight, an odd twist in the search for those two prison escapees in upstate New York. Investigators found a shoe print, some food wrappers, and some flattened grass that may have served as a bed for convicted murderers Richard Matt and David Sweat. More now from correspondent Jason Carroll.
What seems to be most clear at this point is that the longer these two are out there, the more desperate, the more dangerous they might become. That is why authorities are asking the public to remain vigilant as we now head into day 7 of the search.
Now, prison employee Joyce Mitchell continues to be a key figure in this investigation. Indications are she was part of the planned prison break, but got cold feet at the last minute and didn't pick up the two killers outside the prison.
Another source told CNN that Mitchell admitted one of the men, Richard Matt, made her feel special. Mitchell's ex-husband told NBC News that's very possible.
She's from the country. She's from Dickinson's small town and everything. She could be just a country girl that got sweet-talked by some city guy.
These guys are also considered dangerous. David Sweat, convicted of killing a sheriff's deputy on the 4th of July, and Richard Matt killed his 76-year-old boss by snapping his neck, and then he cut up his body and threw the parts into a river. Back here in San Francisco, the big question these days, doing business in San Francisco, how much is it going to cost you? Well, a slice of history is being sold. Tommy's joined at Geary and Van Ness. But unlike Cap's Corner and the Empress of China, Tommy's isn't going out of business. It's quite the opposite, in fact. Tommy's Joint is that place that never changes. The colors, the food, the location, it's just as you've remembered for decades. Well, in 2015, after 68 years in business, the family of Tommy Harris, Tommy himself, and Billy Veprin, they're selling the original Hofbräu of San Francisco. The deal, however, comes with a few conditions. No name change. The restaurant at Geary and Van Ness must remain Tommy's Joint. And Chris Henry, a native San Francisco Duncan agreed. No changes to the buffalo stew or the sliced pastrami sandwiches either. And Henry, who owns Sausalito's Barrel House, also agreed to keep the staff, as many as 30 people. And here's an example of the high cost of doing business in San Francisco. Twitter's iconic Art Deco headquarters in Mid-Market is on the market. Now, in 2011, that property was bought for $110 million, but the Business Times of San Francisco reports interested buyers are now going to have to pony up somewhere in the neighborhood of $800 million to take over the 1 million square foot office complex. Still ahead, we've got traffic and weather. KGO News Time is 9:33.
Love, loyalty, and courage in the face of tyranny. Join Michael Tilson Thomas as he leads the San Francisco Symphony and Chorus in a concert performance of Beethoven's only opera, Fidelio, an inspiring tale of courage and the power of love. The internationally renowned cast features soprano Nina Stema, who The Independent claims gave a wonderfully burnished performance as Leonore. Then join the San Francisco Symphony on June 30th for Beethoven's iconic Fifth Symphony. For tickets and information, call 415-864-6000 or visit sfsymphony.org.
It's not just summertime, it's Alameda County Fair time, and KGO has your tickets. The Alameda County Fair at the Pleasanton Fairgrounds, June 17th through July 5th. Come rock the red, white, and blue with 4th of July fireworks, the world's greatest fair food, and free Big O Tires concerts, including Foghat, Kansas, Morris Day, and more. Visit the contest page at KGOradio.com for your chance to win a family four-pack of tickets. The Alameda County Fair, June 17th through July 5th, from KGO 810.
9:35 on KGO. Time again to check your traffic with Lee Graham in the KGO Traffic Center.
Thank you, John. Heading toward Benicia on southbound 680, construction has you sluggish, I'll call it, from just after Gold Hill Road all the way to Industrial Way in Benicia. Construction at the Benicia Bridge Toll Plaza on 680 northbound, again tonight, making it a longer wait getting through those tolls. In the city, construction on northbound 101 now has you stop and go from Divisadero Street up to Marina Boulevard. And 280 northbound on the ramp to southbound 101, construction there has you now stop and go from Alamany Boulevard on northbound 280 down to Bacon Street on southbound 101. Pacifica, northbound 1, got construction up around Lindemar Mar Boulevard there. That's got you a little slow back to about South Ridge Trail. And keep in mind, there is a fog advisory in effect right now for the Golden Gate Bridge. Northbound 17 near Laurel, construction at Laurel Road still has you crawling from Carl Drive almost to Spanish Oaks. I'm Lee Graham, KGO 810.
The A's beat the Texas Rangers today. Sergio Romo gives up a run in the bottom of the ninth. The Giants lose to the Mets in New York 5-4. And the Warriors even the NBA Finals 2 games apiece with a 103-82 win over the Cleveland Cavaliers Game 5 in Oakland on Sunday. Well, the weather word for the next couple of days has to be hot. Here's KGO 810 meteorologist Sandhya Patel.
Fog is going to be confined primarily to the coast tomorrow morning, a few patches near the bay, and then for the afternoon, as high pressure has been building in, the heat spikes. Low 100s inland to upper 60s along the coastline. On Saturday, temperatures will slip a little bit, but you're still going to be hot inland. Mid-60s to the mid-90s.
And just a few degrees cooler on Sunday. Right now around the Bay Area, we've got a mostly clear and mild night. It's 69 degrees in Napa, 76 Fairfield, 73 in Livermore, 60 in Oakland, 70 San Jose, 60 in San Mateo, and we've got 57 degrees in San Francisco. I'm John Lobertini, KGO 810.
You're listening to the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810, and we're talking to former FBI profiler and Candace DeLong, and her new season of Facing Evil premieres tomorrow night on Investigation Discovery. And we thank her for joining us. And obviously, we're talking about the obvious, as John Lobertini was talking about in his newscast, as the authorities are narrowing down the search for the two escaped cons who are out. By the way, what vicious murders, incredibly bad guys these dudes are.
Mm-hmm. About as bad as they come.
Yeah. So, Joy, you know, one of the things with Joyce Mitchell, now she's the civilian that got cold feet and did not provide the getaway car, but she might have assisted with the power tools and all of those things. You said you were there, and I'm sure you scratch your head. Or do you have an idea how they got those power tools to get out?
No, because I can tell you that my camera crew and we were searched, and that happens every time I go to a prison. Sometimes we go to the same prison 2 or 3 days in a row. Every single time, the procedure, the protocol is they search us and our equipment. They take everything out. They compare it to the list that they had been sent before our arrival. We go in, we shoot, we're never alone. We have a prison guard with us the whole time. And when we come out before we leave, they search us again.
Mm. Well, now, Candace, I was hearing completely the opposite, that they were allowing people in with duffel bags, you know, in and out and not checking.
I find that hard to believe. It certainly is nothing I've... And
well, I wonder if it's an employee, if it's a civilian employee going in, maybe they're not checking them properly.
Well, they... I frequently go in with civilian employees, and they have to put all their belongings, just like going through TSA, you have to take everything out of your pockets, put all your bags, duffel bags, knapsacks, anything you've got, purses, on the conveyor belt, and it's x-rayed. So if they did something like that, then there was more than one person involved in letting things go through.
Well, this is such a complicated and detailed escape. You have to think that these guys knew what they were doing and they had to have an alternative plan. But even if it would have came through that Joyce Mitchell would have picked them up and taken them somewhere, where, as a former FBI profiler, do you think they would have gone? And since this place, this Clinton Correctional Facility, is in the middle of nowhere, I mean, what do you think the master plan would be? It would probably be to get out of the state and get out of the country. And where would you go?
Well, I think what they probably, were doing it in small baby steps. Get out of the area, then get to the nearest biggest city and go to a bus station disguised and get on. But make no mistake about it. If they had gotten Joyce, if she was involved, to do that, to get them that far, they would have killed her before they left.
Wow.
Because she was the only living witness to their plan and would have been able to tell the authorities where she left them off. So there's no way they were going to let her live. And they are killers.
Oh, my God. And the people in upstate New York are just freaking out tonight. And I was kind of thinking, oh, settle down. But, right, they should be, right?
Bar the
doors.
Yeah, they're not gonna give in. I mean, this is probably going to be a fight.
If I lived in upstate New York, I'd be packing up the kids, the cash, into the Cadillac and leaving town. They have nothing to lose by killing anyone that gets in their way or doesn't give them what they want.
Okay, so Candace, if you're profiling them, okay, so where would they ultimately, what would you say if, you know, I don't know, where would they go? I was talking to Heather during the break. I said, well, you would probably go to somewhere, if you could get out of the country to somewhere, you know, I don't know, in Asia, Thailand, well, Cambodia, Vietnam, somewhere, South America.
Had the means, and I don't even think that's, let's not forget, we're talking about two people who ended up in a maximum security prison for the rest of their life because of the way they live their life. They're bad guys.
Right.
Getting out of the country probably never would have happened. I'm thinking they probably wanted to get as far away from Clinton Correctional as they could and hope for the best. Probably somewhere remote. People do live remote lives in the woods. Mm-hmm. There's lots of woods, Vermont, New Hampshire, upstate New York. But it was a ridiculous dream. They're going to get caught or it will end in a hail of bullets.
Right. How often, we were talking about this during the commercials, do people actually get away with it, like leave the country, are never found again after a jailbreak?
Very infrequently, Heather. That's a great question. And if they do, they have financial means. It takes a lot of money to live off the grid, think of the way you live your life. I mean, we all live on our credit cards. Even, you know, it's not unusual for a lot of people under 35 years old to whip out their debit card to buy a $1.50 drink. And it's hard. You can't.
Exactly.
You have to have lots of cash if you're gonna hide from the police. It's not easy.
Huh. So are we looking for them to knock over a bank next? I mean,
well, could be. I suppose. I mean, chances are they didn't think this out completely. Nobody ever does think out a crime completely. Their main goal, what was in the forefront of their cerebrum for the last probably, I'm guessing, year or two, mm-hmm. was actually getting out of the prison. After that, who knows what they had planned.
Right, because like you said, they have nothing to lose, yes, literally. But, so if I can make it this far, then that. And if I get to Canada, then I'll try to do this. And I got nothing to lose, and who cares? I'm going to either rot in prison or die by a cop's gunfire.
Right, but I also think that there had to be not only inside help, but outside help, you know, just to get out of that manhole cover underneath there. You know, somebody had to make that hole in that steam pipe or sewer pipe, whatever the heck it was.
Correct.
Yes.
And these kinds of bold moves are difficult to cover up and leave no trace. They'll find everything out. And you mentioned, Heather, they have nothing to lose. They don't. New York, I think, had the death penalty for a while but got rid of it. But let's say for the sake of argument, they kill someone and New York does have the death penalty. What are these guys in their 40s? Mm. We all know about the death penalty.
It was kind of
most people sentenced to death die of old age before it's ever carried out.
Right, right. Oh. And you know, in John Libertini's news, he was talking about, and I heard the soundbite from someone saying, "Well, you know, Joyce Mitchell is just a country girl who probably got sweet talked into helping them." Mm-hmm. And I guess, as you said, you know, people can be manipulated.
That's probably true. That is probably what she was. I interviewed a woman for the first season of Facing Evil who was a nurse in a prison. And one of the guys singled her out, sweet-talked her. She was vulnerable. She was always attracted to bad guys. So what does she do when she becomes a nurse? She goes to where bad guys live, a prison. And one of them got her and developed an intimate relationship with her and began to work on her and finally had her under his thumb to a point where he had to go to a court hearing. So there was the opportunity for him to be in a van leaving prison. And she actually pulled a gun that his friends from the outside got to her, pulled a gun on a guard to let him go. Things went from bad to worse. She ended up shooting the guard and killing him. She's spending 60 years. She will die in prison because she was vulnerable, fell in love with the wrong guy, didn't know how to get out of it. And it's not the first time it's happened. There is actually a case, I wish I knew the name, but a lawyer. So this is a woman, a defense lawyer. She had an advanced degree. Law degrees are not that easy to come by. She fell in love with her defendant, was visiting in prison, and helped him escape. They both got caught, and she's not practicing law anymore, I can tell you that.
All of that for nothing.
God.
Yes, well, that's amazing. Well, tell me, tomorrow night is the debut of Facing Evil for the brand new season on Investigation Discovery. And so what do you have coming up, Candace?
Well, it's back-to-back interviews. The first one is a man named Cliff Ewens. He is serving 60 years in a Texas prison for murdering his girlfriend. It's a fascinating story. He was a very famous drag queen / female impersonator in a nightclub in Houston in the 80s. And he was a very jealous guy, and he was seeing a very stunningly beautiful young woman, and well, she wanted to, you know, leave, and things went from bad to worse. And so he'd never told his story on it publicly before, but he is tomorrow night. And the other story is probably, I would say without question, one of the most disturbing, shocking, and sad stories I've ever heard. And it's a woman named Cindy White. By the time I interviewed her last summer, she'd served 40 years.
Good God.
She set a house on fire where she was a live-in babysitter, and six people died, the parents and four kids. Sounds like, you know, at first I glanced at the story, just the first paragraph, and I said to my producers, I don't want to interview her. And then I read on, and I did some research, and on, and the backstory is amazing. You won't believe it, but it's true.
Wow,
Candace
DeLong.
Good tease.
All right, new season, Facing Evil, premieres tomorrow night on Investigation Discovery.
Candace bravest says, lady on the planet.
Yes.
Telling you.
As always.
A lot of people fooled.
Candace, we're big fans, and thank you very, very much for coming on the air with us, and we hope to talk to you again soon.
Hey, you're welcome. No problem at all.
Okay, have a great weekend. Thank you. Bye-bye. All right. It is 9:48 on the Drex Radio Show. We'll get to the new. Well, we'll get to the good news.
We shall.
Well, she's amazing. That's,
it's not all prison breaks.
Yeah. Okay.
And we'll get to some good news.
We're going to get to some good news coming up on KGO A10.
Here's 49ers right guard Alex the Rhino Boone on Harvard MD and 49ers eye doctor, Dr. Scott Hiver.
Hey, it's Rhino here. Still loving my all-laser LASIK vision thanks to my man, Dr. Scott Hiver. Before all-laser LASIK, there was nothing I hated more than my contact lenses and glasses. Except maybe Chicago? I cannot tolerate Chicago.
Can't tolerate your glasses and contact lenses anymore? Then see Dr. Scott Hiver, because now, if you complete all laser LASIK with Dr. Hiver by June 30th, you can spread your payments over 24 months interest-free based on your approved credit and required monthly payments. So call now to schedule your free LASIK evaluation with Dr. Scott Hiver. He can see you in Daly City, Santa Clara, or San Ramon. Just call 800-454-2747 or go to scotthiver.com. That's S-C-O-T-T-H-Y-V.
As in vision.
Woo! ER.com. The proceeding was a paid endorsement. Scott Hiver Vision Care, Inc., Professional Medical Corporation.
For over 60,000 California foster children, growing up means having to replace clothes that are too small or worn out.
I never had much to begin with.
I can barely fit in these anymore.
I guess I'm growing fast. I'm getting big.
When a child has clothes that fit properly and look good, it can help their self-image and self-esteem.
I don't need anything fancy.
I just want to fit in with the rest of the kids.
To help, Sleep Train is collecting new clothes for infants, toddlers, youths, and teens.
I grew 3 inches last year.
Bring your gift of clothes, pants, shirts, tops, and skirts to any Sleep Train and help make a foster child's day a little brighter. You can also donate online at sleeptrain.com. On behalf of the foster kids in your neighborhood, Sleep Train thanks you.
Not everyone can be a foster parent,
but anyone can help a foster child.
The Sleep Train Foster Kids Clothing Drive ends soon. Make a difference today by donating at any Sleep Train store or online at sleeptrain.com.
What if your phone wasn't just a phone? With Ardio, it isn't.
It's a musical fire hose ready to pump your ears full of music.
It's a musical bloodhound tracking down that one perfect station based on your favorite artist or genre. Go get it, boy. With Ardio, your phone isn't just a phone. Download the free Ardio app right now and get your music any way you want for free until you say otherwise. That's R-D-I-O. Ardio. Tuned to you.
It's a different kind of talk. The Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
Well, we thank Candace DeLong very much for joining us, the former FBI profiler. And I think these guys are probably right around the corner from getting caught. Let's hope it's not a bad situation because these are bad guys.
Something tells me there's going to be some bullets a-flying.
Yes, I do think so. And also I want to thank Dave Berg. And he was the producer for The Tonight Show with Jay Leno for 18 years. And he was just a fantastic guest during the 8 o'clock
hour. He has seen it all backstage.
Yes, go to KGORadio.com if you're into late night television and hear all the scuttlebutt. That was a lot of fun. And I would love to have him back. I could talk to that guy for the entire show.
You too. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Yeah. I mean, there's a whole show there.
You were in heaven.
Yes, for sure. And also, you have a poll, Heather.
Oh, yeah, up at KGORadio.com, we discussed it last night, whether or not the Warriors' new arena should be right there by UCSF in Mission Bay. So there's a poll up at KGORadio.com. I believe it's just below the fold, so scroll down a little bit to the right and weigh in, and we will give the results sometime next week.
Mm. You look cold.
Am I cold?
Are you? Yeah, you looked like you were freezing a while ago.
I don't know why you just said it now.
Oh, okay. I think it's going to be warmer outside. Oh, we had to turn the temperature down in here. By the way, and you're the, quite the fashion trendsetter here in the building. And I ask you this on our way out here before we get to the good news. So the average woman only wears something 7 times. Would you think that's true?
Woman on Snapchat?
No. Well, you can chalk this up as another, you know, way social media is ruining everything, I suppose, because the average woman only wears something 7 times. They're afraid of repeating themselves. Is that a thing?
That's only for what's-her-face. She had the kids, and she married the prince, you know, England. Kate Middleton can't wear the same thing twice.
All right, well, this is
crazy. The rest of us poor schlubs. have to actually recycle our clothing.
This is why it's so good to be a guy. Jeans forever. All right.
Seven times.
As long as they fit. Yeah. And they also found, you know, the reason 14% said the reason is they don't want their pictures on Facebook or Instagram or social media repeating outfits, or they gained or lost weight.
Good God.
Yeah. And the last reason women leave stuff sitting in the closet, the clothes don't look as good at home as when they, you know, bought them at the store. And the survey also found that the average woman spends about $1,200 on clothes every year and has about 66 things in her closet. I would say it's probably more than that with a lot of people.
Yeah, 66 seems a little low.
Right.
I have two closets and they're both bursting at the seam.
I would think that's not here in the Bay Area.
Do you know, I used to have a little studio in my house, and I'm thinking of making it into a walk-in closet.
I believe it.
Because I'm not using the studio anymore.
I mean, stuff is a big pain in the ass. Well, you should just, if you know the rule, if you haven't worn it for a long time, get rid of it. It's got to go.
Oh, well,
not so much.
A lot of people will say, no, that's wrong, because fashion gets recycled.
Well, not only that, you know, for me as a guy, there's skinny Drex and then there's middle-sized Drex. So, yeah. Right now, I think I'm in the middle size. So, let's get to the good news. A 78-year-old Australian named James Harrison had to have a lung removed when he was 14, and he needed 13 units of blood. So he decided that when he was old enough, he'd start donating blood. And it's a good thing that he did. Once he started donating in 1955, doctors realized that his blood had a rare antibody that could fight this disease called rhesus. It's when a pregnant woman's blood attacks her baby's blood cells.
Mm.
Thousands of kids in Australia were dying from it every year until doctors used James' blood to make a vaccine in 1960. Over the past 60 years now, he's given blood almost 1,100 times, which is a world record. Check this out.
Well, in 1951, I had a chest operation, which they removed the lung. So I was 14. So when I came out of the operation, my father was explaining what had happened because it was 11 hours on the table in those days. He said that I'd had 13 units of blood and my life had been saved by unknown people. And so I said, well, when I'm old enough, I'll become a blood donor.
Mm.
Never once have I watched the needle go into my arm. I can't stand the sight of blood and I can't stand pain. So it becomes quite humbling when they say, oh, you've done this or you've done that, or you're a hero. No. I said, it's something I can do. You know? It's one of my talents, probably my only talent, is that I can be a blood donor.
Yes, but check this out. So he's given blood over 1,100 times, but he saved more than 2 million babies.
Wow.
Yeah. That's
oh, my God. And he hates
honorable.
To give blood. Yeah. Now I feel I got to step it up because I can't stand it.
All right. Have a great night. The John Bachelor Show is next on KGO 810.
Every dad has his day. He's also got his own style. And Levi's has the right fit for every dad. So no matter how the man in your family rolls, Levi's and Kohl's have got you covered. This Father's Day, get him some Levi's jeans tailored to his personality at a price suited to your pocketbook. Like the Levi's 505 Regular, a classic look that's tough to beat for the dad who knows what he likes. And Kohl's has Levi's 505 Regular on sale for just $34.99. Visit Kohl's or Kohl's.com to get the gift that will make your dad's special day.
Is there anything better than a good night's sleep? Yeah, okay, well, maybe that. Chip Franklin here for MyPillow. Look, I have a bad neck from football, a bad back from running. In fact, the only thing that works right is occasionally my head. So when my in-laws gave my wife a MyPillow for her birthday, I said, I want to borrow that. She never got it back. And now I sleep like a baby. Get a MyPillow at MyPillow.com. It's made in the USA, machine washable and dryable, comes with a 10-year warranty, and if it's not the best night's sleep you've ever had, you got 60 days to return it for a full refund. Go to MyPillow.com right now and buy one at the regular price, and you won't have to steal one for your wife because the second one is absolutely free. That's right, guys. Go to MyPillow.com, click the 2-for-1 pillow button, put KGO in at checkout, and you'll get this tremendous offer. But it's only for a short time. You got to go now. MyPillow.com, the best night's sleep you've ever had. Call 800-299-6893, 800-299-6893. The discount code is KGO. That's MyPillow.com, MyPillow.com.
Super dads like you deserve super tools on Father's Day. So the Home Depot has the exclusive Husky 185-piece mechanics tool set at a new lower price of just $99. Sockets, wrenches, ratchets, and more. Guaranteed forever and under $100. Let's see if your kids inherited your sense of value as well as your good looks. Let's do this. Super tools for super dads this Father's Day at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through June 21st, U.S. only, see store for details.
Every Sunday at 10 a.m., tune into Your Financial Life with Pat Fitucci, a new show providing education and guidance to individuals actively saving for retirement and that are serious about reaching retirement goals. Your Financial Life, Sundays at 10 a.m.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-735-7485 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-735-7485 to take your call now. Call 877-735-7485. That's 877-735-7485. Again, 877-735-7485.
Celebrate the solstice and Father's Day with family and friends at the Palo Alto World Music Day Festival, Sunday, June 21st from 3 to 7:30 p.m. Enjoy an afternoon of live music and entertainment from around the world. For more information, visit pamusicday.org.
KGO, San Francisco, San Jose, Oakland.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.